The measures do not repeal the Hawaii Community Development Authority, nor do they withhold funding or weaken the agency's overall decision-making ability. Instead, they call for expanded board membership, more public engagement, and a legal right on the part of residents to challenge HCDA decisions. Representative Scott Saiki, who represents the Kaka'ako District and sponsored the bills, says he's satisfied with the actions taken by the House Water and Land Committee.
The repeal was an extreme proposal. I've said that from the beginning. It's something that was not totally realistic because I don't believe that the city can do a better job if HCDA is repealed.
Saiki says the House committee upheld building standards by requiring the HCDA to review the adequacy of the infrastructure and to space towers 300 feet apart to preserve viewplanes, natural light, and prevent the wind tunnel effect. House Speaker Emeritus Calvin Say cast the only no vote. He said HCDA has done a good job and turned to Kaka'ako residents in the audience and told them they are the true benefactors.
We, as a legislature, have spent over $250 million in improvements in the Kaka'ako district along with the private landowners. That's why from a dump, a city and county landfill, we have a nice area where all of you are living.
But Royal Capital Plaza resident Eva Galagos says HCDA did not listen to their concerns and legislative action was a last resort.
What is sad is that we had to take it to this point to get any changes. The buck should have stopped at HCDA if they are truly a community organization, which they are not.
HCDA staff did not attend the House Committee's decision-making session, but Sharon Moriwaki of Kaka'ako United says the bills send a strong message to the HCDA.
If, in fact, these bills do go through and they are passed as law, it will make HCDA follow community engagement rules that help the community develop the kind of work, play, and live environment that they claim that they're developing for Kaka'ako and any other community.
The bills also require developers to sell affordable housing instead of just holding on to them as currently allowed. The HCDA must also retain workforce housing units for a 10-year period. House Water and Land Committee Chair Representative Cindy Evans says the bills are intended to continue the discussion on the HCDA. Evans says she removed a provision for a construction moratorium in Kaka'ako, which would punish developers.
We do believe that those that have worked in good faith with the authority and, you know, getting their plans developed and approved, there's no way we want to stop that. What we are going to do, though, hopefully, if we get this through, is we're going to do a financial and a management audit.
The four bills now advance to the House Finance Committee for consideration. Wayne Yoshioka, HBR News.